support for the Alaska Live series of live music and conversation on KUAC is made possible by a grant from Design Alaska. Design Alaska, architecture and engineering for the new frontier. Welcome to the Alaska Live Archive Studios. Tonight, my guest is Ukulele Russ. I'm your host. I'm Lori Neufeld. And thanks for joining me, Ukulele Russ and the One Man Frontier Band.
That's right. Alaska's only full-size sounding band that will fit inside of a Super Cub. Let me warm my hands up here a little bit.
All right, what do you have for us to start with the Ukulele Russ? One Man Frontier Band.
Melt your icy hearts with some sweet, soft ukulele music. Stackhouse, a good friend of mine, once told me, Fairbanks is not the best place to live. How true. You need to tell me that if you enjoy Fairbanks, it ruins you to live anywhere else. So true, Michael Stackhouse. He also told me that Fairbanks may suck, but Delta blows. It's very windy there. Thank you. I kind of bent one of those stringies out of tune-y right there.
The good thing is it's not very far up the neck there, and you can just tune it while you're playing.
Sometimes works better than others.
Ukulele Russ joins us here at the KUAC Alaska Live Studios. Tuning, because you care. Tuning is all part of the Alaska Live experience.
Tuning? Oh, I thought it was a river in China.
You play the ukulele different than anyone else I think I've ever seen, but you play like Ukulele Russ plays it.
Yeah. You look like the Fonz right now. Hey.
So where did you get your style from?
Well, I had $30 in my pocket, and I was walking to town, and I was 20 years old, so I couldn't buy beer. But my friend, who was 21, could. So I was walking. I think the statute of limitation has run out.
Yeah, yeah,
so
you're
it's
good.
Safe to talk about it now in my 30s. And I made the mistake of walking by a music store, and they had a $30 ukulele in the window, and I bought it. Still wish I had that beer, though.
Yes. Now you gotta play gigs to buy beer, but
right.
You can play gigs now.
I can play gigs now, yeah. And over the last couple of years, I've made this one-man band, which I'll unveil to everybody on the radio here. And we'll, you can't really see it, but there is. You'll see it later. And there's a rat's nest, folks. It's my rat's nest.
Your one-man band has a lot of effect pedals and some electronics and stuff.
It's got stuff, yeah.
And your ukulele.
Yeah, it's stuff that I get afraid that it's going to be lost in airports. Yeah, it's they lost it for a day and a half in Sydney.
All like, your stuff?
Night. Yeah, the expensive stuff, other than the ukulele, yeah, yeah. All the cables, all the mics, all the pedals. And it won't leave the airport, mate. We'll call you. Yeah, they never called me. Yeah. I called it back. I'm like, you call that a knife? This is a knife.
At least you take your ukulele on the plane with you.
Yeah, and I played for 9.5 years without any of the stuff.
Oh, okay.
So,
yeah.
Like, if I'm you stuck know. Playing the ukulele, I'm stuck playing the ukulele. It's not really, oh, man, twist my arm. You know, I don't feel horrible about it, but I do miss the rest of the band.
Yeah.
It'd be nice to have them, too, because, you know, they're bought and paid for when they lose them at the airport. I fell really hard chasing, trying to get the last, you can see my...
Oh, you've got bruised up some knuckles there on your left hand.
I was leaking a lot of fluids out of it when I fell on, they have little nubs on the ground to let blind people know where the crosswalks are at the airport.
Uh-huh.
And so I stepped on one where a cigarette butt was precariously placed right on top of there, and I slid, and I was holding my ukulele, so I bashed my knuckles into the ground.
But your ukulele's okay.
Yeah, the ukulele's fine. Yeah. I curved and got that one in. No, 20 Japanese tourists go, ah! They made some weird noise. I said, I'm fine. And I start running through the Sydney airport. White floors, mind you, and I'm leaving a trail.
Of blood.
Of blood. Yeah, I started getting some weird
from your knuckles.
From my knuckles, yeah. Yeah. Had to go on stage, and 12 hours later, it was fun.
Well, it looks like it's healed up wonderfully.
Yeah.
And what can you do with the healed up knuckles? What's next?
You can do lots of things with them. It's what separates us from the apes. The healed up knuckles. Oh, and the thumb. Maybe they have thumbs. Oh, God. It's only a matter of time. So, yeah, I'd like to play you a song. I think, speaking of animals, I'm not an animal. That's the reason why I only use 2-ply toilet paper. I may have an outhouse. But single-ply toilet paper is a crime, folks. And so I wrote this song in the hopes that it could be a catalyst for real change. Because there's a lot of musicians out there that set really lofty goals for their music. Like, oh, this song we wrote last night with the Kumbaya guitars and the Ouija board smoking Jaybirds. Yeah, it's going to usher in an era of world peace. Probably not. Oh, this song we wrote last night, it's going to end planetary hunger. Nope. Set the bar low, buddy. So I'm calling for the worldwide elimination of single-ply toilet paper. I decided it needed to be an R&B song. After a long day on the road, there's only one place I wanna go. Oh, oh. Oh, just to sit on that commode, the porcelain goddess girl, I want it all. When my fingers poke on through, and baby scream to you, it lacks the paper weight. Oh, it just disintegrates. I need me some 2-ply. The single-ply sandpaper stuff makes a man want to cry.
unless it gets me too blind. Now, baby, you won't see a full grown man cry. Listen, I think the problems of the world could be wiped away if we just all switched it to apply toilet paper today. Ooh, yeah, ooh, yeah, ooh, yeah. Man's gotta do, Lord, what a man's got to do. I gotta stand up, girl, and tell you I need to. Whoa, if you don't upgrade, we're through. I need me some two-ply. And if you fold it once, what does it become? Quad-ply. Fold it again? Oh, yeah. Octoply. Fold it again. What are you, some sort of mathematician or something? 16-ply. You told me that one ply would do just fine, oh, just fine. I think single ply toilet paper, girl, it's but a crime. Ooh, yeah, ooh, yeah, ooh, yeah. Man's got to do, Lord, what a man's got to do. I gotta stand up, girl, and demand to. Baby, if you don't upgrade, we're through. I need me some two-ply. Paper girl, it's but a crime. Ooh yeah, ooh yeah, ooh yeah. Man's gotta do, Lord, what a man's got to do. I gotta stand up, girl, and demand to. Yeah, I need to. I need me to fly. Do 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 do.
Thank you.
Ukulele Russ joins us here at the KUAC Alaska Live Archive Studios. And, oh, man, that was such a rural Fairbanks, Alaska song that, hey, haven't we all done some cabin dwelling before?
It's true. You don't want to skimp.
No,
you
don't
want to skimp when you have an outhouse. You want to, you know, my wife, I love my wife, okay? We've been together almost 10 years, and... I'm gonna confess something on the air right now.
Okay.
She's a single ply lady, and she hates two ply, and we get arguments about it because evidently single ply doesn't leave shreddies, and I still do not know what a shreddy is.
So you can fight over who's got that on the shopping list.
That's right. Yeah. Well, I got to bring my own, keeping like an iron case. I think she's vindictive against it. When she sees it out there, she like destroys it. Oh, I think the squirrels got at it.
Oh, that's a real thing. Squirrels will.
They
take
will get
it,
at it. And they
and
will
they'll
choose
take
the
it right out.
Yeah, they'll take the superior brands too. They won't take the single ply if it's sitting there next to two ply. Always two ply.
You know, you have the advantage of checking out the Aurora when it's a really good night for auroras. You get the advantage of having to go outside more often than some people with running water.
You say so like it's so nice.
Great.
Like, you get to go outside. It's like you are forced to go outside and brave the elements. And that's just the bonus. Because then you whistle at them and they move.
That is true, right?
That's my noise for the... Northern Lights.
For radio listeners, your sunglasses, I think, are a bit of the Northern Lights colors. You've got some greens, you got some reds, you got some purples on the sunglasses tonight.
I found these at the dump. At the transfer site, sorry.
At the mall.
At the mall. The free shop.
The free shop.
I've had them for a couple of years. I think the last time I was on, I had these ones, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I think so. The lights are so bright here on Broadway.
What's next on the set list for Ukulele Russ here?
will become complacent with their bear safety.
Oh, I got bear spray. I should be fine. Things are going to be great.
Try using it in the headwind. You have now become Cajun human. And bears lack spice in their diet. You know what I'm saying? Does a bear scat in the woods? Not 'cause he wants to, just 'cause he has to, because of you. Oh yeah, bear scat in the woods, not 'cause he wants to, just 'cause he has to, because of you. So what you gonna do? Now there's three types of bears you must be aware of here in the Last Frontier. And in fact, early today I saw two wolves and heard about 10 of them as they ran up the hill next to my broke down car. It was amazing, it made it all worth it. But the first bear you must be aware of is the black bear, the most ornery of bears. So I'd like to refresh everybody on their bear safety techniques with this rap. It's for the kids. Kids love that rap music. If it's a black bear, no need to be scared unless it's coming at you swinging its head, yeah. See its cubs hanging round, it'll probably want you dead. Don't know if a false charge gonna come at you, probably shouldn't play dead. So pick up a stick and act real slick and get ready to defend your life. You should have thought twice. You should have brought your gun. Yeah, fool, you should have brought your gun. That's right, a large caliber firearm. Let you know this joke's only funny in Alaska, so that's why I'm doing it here. Other places, not so funny. They're like, you Americans are crazy. Crazy with your guns. Yes, yes, we are. If the bear is brown, you better stand your ground. And buddy, don't look it in the eyes. It might come charging at you, but most of the time it's down lies. If you brought no shotgun, things will be less fun when it goes for the attack. So get on the ground and play dead real quick, and don't get on your back. It's your life. You should have thought twice. Should have brought your gun. Should have brought your gun. 'Cause you don't bring a knife to a gunfight. It's like no gun, yeah, when you're caught in a bear fight. And you're not a bear, so you best be scared. You should have brought your gun. That's right, you should have brought a gun. Glad I had mine today.
The bear is white, you better get it a sight and probably wet yourself right now. Cops, you brought my shotgun, things will be less fun. Pull your trigger ready, yeah. If you were weaponless, just got your two fists, there's only one way out. Get a running start and scream like a tart and jump right in its mouth. 'Cause you're dead, just like I said. Should have brought your gun. Should've brought your gun. Should've brought your gun. Should've brought your gun. fight.
Thank you.
You did get them all in there, the black bear. The
yeah, we had to get all three.
Grizzly bear and the polar bear. So have you ever seen a polar bear ukulele rust?
Yes, I have. Yes.
Whoa.
I have seen one.
Were you in a cage or was it in
a cage? It was in the wild.
It was in the wild.
It was in the wild, yes.
I've seen
more grizzly bears.
Yeah. Because we don't have any polar bears walking around.
I went up and did one of the tours of the Prudhoe Bay.
Whoa.
When I first came up here, yeah. A lot of bugs.
A lot of bugs and a few polar bears.
Yeah. Polar bears suck, man. They see you and they're just like, you look like you move. You must be tasty.
I think you might be good. Should I come taste you? You recently got back from Australia, right?
Yeah, I was in Australia for about a month.
About a month. And were you doing songs like the Three Bears songs?
I didn't do that one. Okay. Because everybody's touchy about firearms. So I just shied away from the bear one. But no, everything else, I mean, like... The Australians have a great sense of humor, and I tried to say things that would offend them, and I just couldn't do it. They just kept laughing louder, and the line was just so blurred that, yeah, it was really, really refreshing.
Were you at festivals in Australia, or you were touring around?
Big theaters, festivals, clubs. I went and gave instructional classes for groups and stuff.
You've left some lessons in Australia.
Yeah. Whenever I do the festivals, one of the requirements for a lot of the international talent that goes and does these ukulele festivals is that you teach a couple classes along with your...
You're at a ukulele festival.
Yeah,
it's not just
it's
a music festival.
I headlined two when I was over there.
It's a ukulele festival.
Yeah, it's all ukuleles. Yeah. I am totally the sore thumb.
I was going to say.
It's awesome. I love it.
What do the more traditional ukulele players think of Ukulele Rust from Alaska?
No, we all get along.
Yeah, of course.
With all my colleagues over there. Yeah, they're really nice people. Yeah, it's just I'm doing something different, and I like what they're doing, but it's just not me. Like, I don't want to go to the Hooky Lau. It's not really. I've never owned a Hawaiian shirt. You know, I don't have any funny hats. Maybe you might consider them funny, but I don't. Bow ties. I don't own a bow tie. You know, I'm not singing ragtime tunes, even though I could.
At festivals, oftentimes, there's a group of you that get on stage. You know, it's like the all-star band. Do you get on stage with the all-star band?
Yeah, at the end of the Brisbane festival, I played with a couple of my colleagues, my contemporaries. they're actually older than me. One of them is Manitoba Hal from Canada. He's from Nova Scotia. And then Kios Rio, he's from Japan. And I had to lead a jam of songs. They're like, here, we just picked these songs for you, and you're going to lead this jam. I'm like, I've never played this song. I don't know how this song
That has
goes.
Never stopped you before, has
no,
it?
No. It was a little bit of a train wreck, you know. It didn't sound bad, but it was one of those things you wanted to stare at, even though you felt bad that you were staring so much. Yeah.
Look away.
Yeah, but it was still, it went all right. You know, it's like when you're doing that, you're polishing turds. You know, sprinkling some glitter on it. Hope it comes out right. Hopefully people don't notice it's a turd. They're like, hey, look at that sparkly thing. That's crazy.
Ravens are coming past. Oh, yeah.
I tell you what. There was two breeding pairs of cockatoos outside my window in Brisbane. And they sound exactly like ravens.
Wow.
And I am programmed, when I hear that noise, to get up and check what's going on outside before my wife asks me to. You know?
Right.
Even though I say that out loud, but she's probably like, if she'd listen to this, she'd be like, you never go out. I'm sure that's what's going to happen.
Okay. At least look out the window.
Yeah. I have to crawl out of the loft, out of my cave.
Mm-hmm. So cockatoos and ravens,
they sound the same, kindred spirits.
Oh,
and they come at 5:30 in the morning every day. Yeah.
As the sun rises.
Hi! And that's basically what they're doing. So I just started yelling back at him, going, ca-ca! Doing my best ring-tailed hawk. Everybody thinks that's an eagle, but it's not. It's a ring-tailed hawk.
Little ornithology lessons here, too, on Alaska Live. It's good. My guest is Ukulele Russ, and I bet you have another original for us.
Yeah, I do. I have a couple.
Yeah.
You can do whatever you want.
Great.
goes out to all 78 bluegrass bands in Fairbanks and all six of their members. And especially the ones with train, a train, or rambling in their name. This one goes out to you guys. Cold coffee and half-smoked cigarettes. I'm doing laundry. I gotta separate them whites from the reds. Oh, Lord, unless you want, oh, a pink tank top. That's right, folks, a pink tank top. A shade of pink that just won't stop. Just like those boys in Europe are wearing. Very masculine boys of Europe. Pink, I like it. I get them corners together. I pile laundry by the door. Propane dryers don't work here in Fairbanks now. 40 below, even more. I get them corners together. Pile your laundry by the door, oh Lord, unless you want, oh, a pink, ooh, a pink tank top. That's right, the aforementioned pink tank top, very sexy. I brought my little friend here, maybe I'll try him. Unless he has slip gunk in him, I'll find out. You want, oh, a pink tank top, just won't stop. Train bands. I love you. All six of you.
Ukulele Russ here on KUAC's Alaska Live. That song was a lot more fun than I remember doing laundry at the laundromat back when I was a cabin dweller. I remember one day I went and it was like 45 below, but that doesn't stop one from doing the things we have to do in a day. And at the laundromat, the dryers had stopped working because the propane wouldn't flow because it was like 45 or 50 below. And so we were just putting our stuff in the dryers and everything was just freezing solid.
Turning into rocks.
Into rocks.
I put it in floppy and it came out in rock form.
Yeah. Ah,
like
Fairbanks
the same
memories.
Thing that happened to the Grinch's liver. Everybody heard about his heart, but his liver actually grew like a bag of rocks.
Mm-hmm.
That was because he hung out the Marlin a lot. My favorite place
song,
in town, the bathroom at the Marlin.
Oh, yeah.
You've been there.
That song, Laundry, is on your latest album. It's Nobody Cares.
That's right. Nobody Cares is the name of the album.
It's the name of the album. And do you have a new one coming out soon? Somebody Cares?
Yes,
Everybody Cares?
It's called Through the Tissue.
through.
Two Ply's the title track. That song's actually getting shopped around to advertisement agencies now.
Is it?
Yeah, the real money's in licensing songs.
Ah.
And I found somebody that wanted to try to sell it around. So, I've been writing songs for I've been professionally doing it, supposedly. You know, you get paid at one gig, you're a professional.
Okay.
And so I've been supposedly doing it for 13 years now, and I've written a lot of songs, and some of them I think are good, but that's the only song people always come up later, and they're like, oh man, Two Ply. They played it on the TV. I did it on TV post-news, like 7 o'clock at night on the East Coast, and the next day people showed up with toilet paper to my gig.
Oh, they had their props with them.
It was
mm-hmm.
a sign.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think I finally struck on the everybody demographic.
Right.
Toilet paper.
Nobody cares. Everybody cares about
TP. Everybody cares about that.
Mm-hmm. Well, congratulations in advance for getting that sold to...
No, it hasn't been sold. It's just somebody shopping it around. I could have just jinxed the whole thing mentioning it here.
Hey,
but whatever. I'm really excited about it.
You never know. You
just
never know.
I just want to be like Hobo Jim, you know? It's my dream. I could be like Hobo Jim, get the mailbox money.
Keep it coming in.
Just keep it coming. Get bigger hats every year. Bigger belt buckles and bigger hats every year.
Well, you
mailbox
do.
Money.
You are invited to ukulele festivals around the world, apparently.
Apparently, yeah. This was my fourth time to Australia.
Wow.
Yeah, and it looks like I'm going to be going back maybe twice this next year, and then I'm going to New Zealand for sure this next fall.
All right. And
yeah.
I saw on your website that you're headed back to your old stomping grounds
yeah.
of Maine
yeah.
here just in a week or two.
I basically got into Fairbanks on Sunday and I'm back for my trip and I leave this Sunday.
Because
so I just go to New Hampshire and Maine. And
you seem very Alaskan, but just like so many of us, transplants.
I'm a transplant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what happened? You vacationed here in Alaska and then said, I have to come back and live.
My dad and I drove out here in a truck after I graduated from college. And then he came back. He flew back on a military flight. And he said, come back when you're done. And I stayed till about winter. I was like, I need to go now. And then drove out of here. And I just was depressed. I left. And so I saw that there's a lot of music out here. So I formed a band and started coming out with a band touring. That was Gristlestick.
The name of your band that you came up here with,
Gristlestick. Yeah, Gristlestick.
That was a while back.
That was 2006.
Okay.
2005, 2006, 2008. And then I stayed right after the 2009. I came and stayed. So been here 9 years, 8 years.
In your opening song on this set, you referenced Michael Stackhouse saying...
It's a legend.
Fairbanks makes us unfit to live anywhere else, right?
Yeah,
it's true.
It's so true. And he needs to enter the Guinness World Book of Records because I think he might have the longest standing house gig in the world.
Out at the Howling Dog?
Yeah, some guy had won it. Yeah, some guy had won it in Australia just a couple of years ago for 25 years. And I was like, Stackhouse has got that. That guy beat at least by, like, I don't know, let's do the math, 1978, you know?
Right.
It's been 39 years or something he's been playing that place. He wins. Michael Stackhouse, you win. Just saying.
He's a Fairbanks folk favorite, it's true.
Yes, he won an award.
Yes.
He's won awards.
Did the governor give him the award?
If he hasn't yet, he should.
Mm-hmm.
Cuckoo! I just want to do bird noises. Cuckoo! I don't know, am I supposed to play another song? That's
what yeah,
I'm here, right?
Totally.
Oh, okay. Seats inside, and nobody cares like they used to do. When you're shiny and new, as time fades and my hair grays, they keep telling me they're gonna come, and I sure hope they do.
One day it will be true. And I put on a show.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
And take them places ukuleles never go.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
And I'll take them to my own special place.
And you'd be amazed
that people actually showed up to this place. I packed my cords in a case. I put a smile on my face. And I called my wife and say I'm coming home to you. Oh, the tour is nearly through. As time fades, am I at grace? It's just one more night on the road, and the gig's all through. I'll be coming on to you. And I put on a show, whoa, whoa, whoa. And take them places they never know. And I take them to that old special place. Hey, you'd be amazed that people actually showed up to this place. Put a smile on my face. And I call my wife and say I'm coming home to you. On the gaze of finally through. And I put on a show. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Take them places they'll never go. Showed up to this place. I thought nobody cares. Nobody cares.
Oh, aww. Ukulele Russ, even a touching love song.
Kind of depressing.
That was sweet, though.
It was. Bittersweet.
Ukulele Russ and his one-man frontier band joins me here on Alaska Live. I'm Lori Neufeld, host of Alaska Live. My guest today is Ukulele Russ. Take us on a tour, because those out there in radio land may have a hard time realizing what all is here with you. You've got a lot of effects. You've even got a keyboard this time. I haven't seen that before.
Yeah. So what I have here is I have a U-Bass, which is like a miniature bass on a stand. It's DeWalt construction clamp.
You have
clamped to a stand.
You have clamps and a stand. I said when you came in, I said, oh, man, we've got mic stands. You don't need to bring yours. And you told me, no.
It's custom.
These are custom. And DeWalt clamps.
DeWalt clamps, yes. I built my house. I framed my house with these. And so they needed a second life. So now they've been actually to Australia twice. New Zealand and all over Canada.
Those Aussies have to be impressed with your ingenuity.
They almost didn't let me go through security with them because they thought they were a weapon. You know what? I could probably mess somebody up with one of these. They are quite beefy. I could see their concern, but look, come on. Look,
it's a tool.
Come on.
It's a tool.
It was at the base. So I have that, and then I have
and it's
keyboard.
A ukulele bass.
It's a U-bass, so it's a...
I didn't know they made these.
It's like a half-sized bass.
Yeah.
It's just a little bigger than my tenor ukulele, which is... That's my ukulele, and then I have the bass.
So you can hear that. Oh. So, yeah.
I have that, and then I have key, a full... This is a full size, but I think it's a 55 key. 1979 Hohner.
I did not know that Hohner made keyboards, but that's sweet.
Yeah. And then I have a vocal processor that I have switches on the floor so I can double my voice, or I can ooh, add a harmony, or I can hello, do an echo. But you see me reaching down here hitting this button. It's a thing called auto-tune. I'm sure you're familiar with auto-tune.
Oh, yeah.
I'd like to show everybody out there in Radio Land how you're getting ripped off. Okay, Radio Land people, listen. The world is ripping you off. Entertainment business is ripping you off. The music business is ripping you off. You know why? Because Cher is 98% plastic, I'm pretty sure. Don't quote me on that. And so
you
she
have
can't
auto-tune.
Sing. So I'm gonna set my machine to Cher. Uh-huh. Which I've already done here. She doesn't need to sing in tune anymore. You've heard the undoctored vocals from Mariah Carey's Christmas concert last year. Come on. Auto-tune. So I'd like to do You Believe in Life After Love? I'll do a little snippet of it.
Uh-huh.
Where I'm going to reach down, hit this button, and it's going to correct my voice. I'm going to sing completely out of tune the whole time.
Is so this going to be tough for you? Because you usually sing in tune.
Yeah, exactly. So this is harder than singing, you know, kind of poorly. This is like real poor. Go. I'm just gonna hit the button. You believe in love, in love. I can feel something inside me say, I really don't need it. You see how that works?
That is horrendous and then familiar.
At the same time. You believe in love. That's all. I mean, for $600, you can do this too, all day at home. And then, so.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And you can use it as a crutch like she does, or you can use it as a tool and sing the same notes I'm playing. I do stuff like that. And now it's not so much of a crutch anymore.
It sounds more like you're harmonizing with yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Got to do a lot of things by myself in this one-man band.
You're a one-man band.
And then, so I have this microphone. This is my beatbox microphone. And sometimes I'll slap out a beat on the ukulele with two hands rather than one. Or I can use this. And I'd like to show you how you can do a lot of fun things with this microphone. I'd like to have a one-man EDM party with you guys right now. If you guys
like
the EDM music, anybody bring your glow sticks? Well, you should have. You didn't get the memo. It was in my rider.
I forgot mine.
That we have here tonight. So here we go. Yeah, get your glow sticks. And this music, they always tell you what to do over and over again. So it's like, work it, 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 work it,
So with the loop machine, you can really go for it.
Yeah, and so on the floor now, so that's all my instruments, and I have the harmonica here, but I have 2 3-track loopers on. Oh, I hate it when that happens. I have 2 3-track loopers on the floor that make drum noises when you hit the wrong buttons. If anybody can, you can't see me on the radio, but on TV you might see this later. I counted them. There's 23 different buttons on the floor in front of me.
Yeah.
These allow me to record myself on the spot, and nothing's pre-recorded.
I was going to say, you hit the drum track, but you don't use that.
No, I never use them. You'll never hear those weird drums.
You should disable those.
Well, I they are disabled until you hit the two buttons together, and then it does what I just did. Yeah. I'll work on that. But yeah, so this is my band, and it just got really fun. I still work with a full set. The All-Stars, we're actually playing at the Howling Dog on Saturday. It's kind of a tradition.
Right on. You're going to be on the Pope rug?
On the 100% Pope rug.
Yeah.
And Reagan. Let's not forget Reagan. He's all right. All right.
And
he's a great actor.
So you're going to be out at the Howling Dog this Saturday for one of their last nights before they close down for the season.
Last night, yeah. And then next week they do their fire sale.
Uh-huh. Right.
Yeah, the closing sale.
You were on Alaska Live with the All-Stars, and so you still have that band together. That's good to hear that you are able to have the one-man band, and you're still playing with
Much easier to convince places to fly me.
Yeah.
Than to fly three other guys.
Fly all your stuff and you. And you said earlier in the program that some stuff had gotten lost.
Yeah.
Flying to Australia or
to
home?
To Australia.
Ooh,
yeah.
You were really
sorry,
expecting
mate.
To have all
it's
that.
It's in the airport, but we don't know where it is. Really? Shouldn't you know where it is? No, don't know where it is. You call that a knife? This is a knife. That's how
but
I felt when I was
But it is in the airport. That's
it
good
It won't
news.
Go to Brisbane until we call you, all right? And I'm like, okay, great. Yeah, and then I go to Brisbane, and they actually put it on the plane with me. It didn't tell me. So I left the airport, didn't check the carousel, and then we call them, sit on phone for an hour, and then they're like, hey, mate, it's in Brisbane. Why don't you pick it up? I'm like, oh, my God, Qantas.
Do phones work the same way in Australia, or do they spin the other way?
Phones,
yeah.
I was really disappointed the first time I went there because that's all I wanted to see, bucket list, the toilet water spin the other way. It sucks out. All of theirs suck. Oh, their toilets suck.
Oh, they don't even spin.
No, they don't spin. They suck.
Yeah,
it's really weird. And they use less water than us. It's creepy.
Well.
They are like that good 7-gallon America flush every time.
They are covered in deserts, and surrounded by salt water.
Well, the thing is, in America, we don't ask why. We ask why not. And that's the difference between us and the Australians, I think. They go, why would you do that? I go, why not? That's the difference.
Ukulele Russ, what do you have for us next to show off this one-man band that you've just given us a tour of, which was really pretty impressive and cool.
Thanks. I'm going through a near-midlife Axl Rose piano phase in my life, I think, right now. Yeah. When I look into your eyes, I can see love restrained. Oh, yeah, all right, so that's what I'm doing in my life right now. I know it's quite sad.
I hear Guns N' Roses are getting back together, so we're good to go.
Oh, God.
I don't know.
Do you know Axl Rose is singing lead for AC/DC right now?
No, I did not know that.
Yeah, well, now you're not going to be able to sleep tonight. There you go.
Nightmares. All right.
Goes out to all the people that say they're going to visit Alaska but never do. We all have many friends that say that. Oh, I'm going to come visit you. Well, we're counting on you not coming. Because when you don't come, we head to Hawaii with my feet placed on a beach. I'm just a howling and my baby ain't out of reach. With my feet in the sand, the sun getting tan, no place or anthem be in Alaska, I guess. It's where
I feel free. SFGX in snow on the wind that blows in the last frontier. You can't go no way to Nome. That's way the hell out there, yeah. A tip of my low, a sip of my beer. We're holding it down to the great land, the last frontier, yeah. They always say they want to come to Alaska, but they're always a no-show, yeah. Is it the ice and snow or the wind that blows in the last frontier? But when I know there's no show, I just pack my things and go to Hawaii. With my feet placed on a beach, I'm just out there. Yeah, and my baby out of reach. With my feet in the sand and the sun getting tan. No place around the beach in Alaska. It's where I feel free. As if the ice and snow on the wind that blows in the last frontier. Yeah, you can't go all the way to Nome, and that's way the hell out there. Tip of my hat, Lord, sip of my beer. Yeah, holding it down to the great land, the last frontier. I'm holding it down to the great land, the last frontier.
Thank you. Ah, it's a song about Alaska and Hawaii, all 49th and 50th right there. Yeah.
I like Hawaii.
I've heard it's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
I've never been to Hawaii. I know. It's
you get to about week three and you're like, okay. Okay.
I heard the weather is a little boring there because it never changes.
The weather guy's got the easiest job in the world. He's like, well, it's going to be 65 at night and 80 degrees for the next 2,700 days. Back to you, Jim. It's like every day on the news.
You've added a keyboard to the repertoire here, and I don't know. I mean, Ukulele Russ and the keyboards in the one-man band.
I think I need to ditch ukulele off my name.
No, come on. We wouldn't know who we're going to go see.
Can I just be Russ?
No, we wouldn't know who we're going to go see. You're Ukulele Russ.
Is it trombone Russ? I don't know. He doesn't have an instrument in front of his name.
I think you mentioned earlier that you paid high dollar for this Hohner keyboard.
Yard sale.
Yard sale.
Yeah, some of the best instruments come from yard sales. Actually, my vocal processor came from a colleague of mine I grew up with. He's one of my only friends that I grew up with that also became a full-time musician. Uh-huh. And he goes, it makes me sound like a computer. You'll love it. Get it out of here. And he sold it to me for $175.
So
I was like,
weak.
Sold. Yeah, and he let me PayPal it to him later. That's a real friend.
That
Don't
is.
Worry, I'll PayPal you later. Sure you will.
Mm-hmm. Did you at least give him a free CD on your way out?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, with my CD, you know, it's like, yeah, they're $10, okay? But I know there's a lot of artists out there. They're like, oh, I want $15 for my CD. I want $20. Listen, I know you guys aren't going to listen to it. It's $10, okay? But I know you have a wobbly table or a shifty chair at home. I can fix that. Just take my CD and
Nobody
slide.
Cares.
Nobody cares. Slide right underneath the leg there. Boom. Free coaster. Comes with a free coaster.
Who did the artwork on the CD?
My wife did all the artwork. Oh. That's probably the only good part of it.
Because it's fun sketching on the CD, too. You know, not only Ukulele Russ originals, but the sketching is a...
No, it's
the
all
artwork's
original,
great.
Yeah. I told her on the back of it, there's a... You'll have to buy it if you want to see the whole thing, but there's a sexy frog lady. And I said, sexy frog lady needs some side boob. And she said, okay. She gave her some side boob. It was good. I was really happy about that.
You and your wife, good team of artists.
Yeah, we cover all the bases.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
She does the serious stuff, and I do the stuff that's not so serious and disappears after I'm done. Hers stays forever.
Right. As the coaster underneath the, yeah, no.
It will stay forever underneath there because it will level it. I'm telling you, it's the best $10 you ever spent. It's not for the music. It's for the artwork and the leveling factor.
Well, we're at the level of finale. Oh, this is it. I can't believe it's gone so fast. And
all right. Right. Song before on here, but this is my new version of it. So new, I should do it on the album again. I don't care if I'm wrong or right. I don't care if it's daylight when it should be night. One question, y'all, yeah. You better get it right. Get it right. It's a frog's butt, baby, yeah. Tell me, is it water time? Yeah. It's water time. That's right, the facts are in and the data has been collected. And your opinion means absolutely nothing. A frog's butt is definitely water time. Below in the deep dark depths of night. Tell me, girl, is the frostbite water tight? Tell me something once, better make it twice. Is a frostbite, baby, is it love? Can you tell me? Baby, is it love? Can you tell me? Baby, is it? It's 40 below at night. And the deep dark decks are right. A frog's butt better be watertight. That's right, it's watertight. Now, if there's one naysayer out there that's going to come up to me after the show or call me on the internets or on my phones, it's a series of tubes. It's a series of tubes. And you get a hold of me and you're like, well, listen, Russ, a frog's butt is definitely not watertight. Because it's a cloaca, and cloacas are permeable. Shut up! Don't ruin my joke, man. Harshing my buzz. For many years, I played this song without my little one-man band, and so I'd like to do that for just a moment for you. Tell me, baby, is it love?
tell me, baby, is it in the deep dark depths of night when it's 40 below, alright? A frog's blood better be watertight. That's right, the facts are in. The data has been collected, and your opinion means absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, Ukulele Russ, you have really spanned the gamut of amphibians, avians, apes, mammals. We've
covered them all. We usually cover a lot of animals when I'm here. It's good.
It's good.
It's kind of my beard thing, you know, talk about animals and have big beards.
Ukulele Russ and your one-man frontier band, thanks a lot for being my guest.
Thanks for having me.
And thanks to the live studio audience, the FM folks, John Peralt on sound, Andy B. back in the FM studio, Alaska Live film crew, Heather Hintzman and Mac Landry. Thanks for joining us for KUAC's Alaska Live. I'm Lori Neufeld.